Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, the poor old Socceroos, their one and only World Cup win completely overshadowed this week by, nobody will really forget very, very quickly. I mean, some will liken it to the 1975 event with Gough Whitlam. Well, what a dramatic day it was. Historic federal leadership spill. And for the first few hours of Thursday, all those commentators and all the talk that we had in the media was all about what went wrong for Kevin Rudd. But the nation's attention now has turned to Ms. Julia Gillard and what kind of leader she will prove to be. Now, author Jacqueline Kent has some insight into that. She wrote The Making of Julia Gillard, her biography, and she's with us now. Jacqueline, welcome to Open House.
Thank you.
As a biographer, you spent many hours studying Julia Gillard. You read about her, you watched her in Question Time, you interviewed her a number of times. What struck you most about her character?
One of the things that I think is really, the two things that stand out very, very clearly. One is her level of friendliness. She's very disarming. You meet her for the first time and she says, "Oh, g'day, I'm Julia." You know, she's not saying, "Hello, I am the Deputy Prime Minister," as she was then. So it's a disarming friendliness is the first thing. The second thing about her, and I came to this realisation having studied her quite a lot, not just personally, but read about her and studied her career and seen where she came from and where she arrived. She's got a very strong, very firm sense of what I could call a sense of self, mm-hmm. Which means that she's got a pretty strong value system. Mm-hmm. And I think it's based on several things. First of all, she was born with confidence. She is just a very confident person. She doesn't have the insecurity, which I think... I never met him, but bedeviled Rudd, because he was a micromanager, and that is often a sign of great insecurity. Mm. She is secure enough in who she is and what she's doing to let other people get on with it. So she's quite a good people manager. But she's spoken of her values, her value system. Now, we heard that when the first speech that she gave, I think after she'd been sworn in, when she talked about her parents and the value of hard work and neighbourliness, and she did talk about hard work, the importance of hard work, equality of opportunity, and belief in the fair go. Mm. Now, she may be, and she is, I know she's a non-practicing Baptist, and I know that the Baptists were really good to her and her family when they first arrived in Adelaide. And in fact, the church, the Baptist church, was the first group of people I know that her parents became friends with, and they had friends that they have always kept through the church.
Right.
But I think for Gillard, she is, I don't think she's an atheist. I think she's got good Christian values, even though she decided she was not going to swear on the Bible when she met Quentin Bryce.
So do you think to some degree she's living out of the values that have she's caught through some sort of church connection? I mean, did she go to a church as a child?
She came from Wales. I mean, you know, Baptist Wales. So she grew South Wales, which is fairly strongly Baptist, I think, and her family were Baptist, and I don't think she went to the church much. I think she was most like most kids. I mean, I don't think her parents are particularly church.
She might have been sent off to Sunday school or something like that.
No, I don't know.
Not actually. Even that. Okay.
I think probably she did actually, because they lived just close to the church, and the minister was one of their friends. So yeah, I would guess. I never asked her actually. Shouldn't I? But I would guess she would have done. Yes.
Yes. So you've heard of stunning kid. Yeah. And have you heard of no kind of denouncing or turning point or I've decided there really isn't a God. You know, there's these rumors going around that she's an atheist. I'd love to know where that kind of little seed grew from.
I really have no idea what her religious position is, but her professed religious position is. But I do know that she's had a lot to do with many religious groups during her career. Her first mentor was a Jewish woman, and who told her that she was far too bright to be a teacher, which is, she said, she told me that, and she said, oh, Lord, I'm Minister for Education, I should stop saying that. But she said, but this mentor told her to be, that she should do law. Then she became a lawyer, with an industrial law firm, Slater and Gordon. She had a lot to do with Muslim women art workers and migrant women, which is probably mostly Catholic art workers in Melbourne. I really think she tries to look beyond, I was going to say not beyond religion, but I think beyond...
any labels. Beyond,
religious affiliation is what I'm trying to
say.
To the greater values. And I think her... I'm sure she's not a practicing anything, but honestly, I think her values are very, very good, and I admire them, actually. Mm.
Jacqueline Kent is with us, the biographer who has written up the Julia Gillard story, In the Making of Julia Gillard. This is Open House. Love your comment, 1-300-40-2020. What do you think about Julia Gillard and her sweep to power this week? Love to know your feelings on that. All right, those are some of the strengths. And obviously, Jacqueline, you've been quite taken by the strengths that Julia Gillard has. What about the weaknesses? What have you found?
What I found in the weaknesses, she's got a temper. I don't think she's... and I think that is probably the temper that a lot of people in authority have. She's... okay, I mean, there's all that sort of redhead equals temper stuff, which which may or may not be true. Probably is, actually. But the point is that she's... she has a tendency. That's one thing. She has a very... She's got a waspish temper. You see that in Parliament. And you see it occasionally... I've seen little... when I've talked to her, I've seen little flashes of it. Which is sort of displeasure, really. She's got a bad temper, and I think, well, not a bad temper, but she does have the capacity to be quite waspish.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that in her position, I mean, these people, I mean, who are in politics, I think really quite a lot of the time they are dealing with people who understand less about their jobs and what they do than perhaps they should, ideally. And I think there may be great potential for irritation in that. But I think that's true of most of us sometimes.
Yeah. And Jackie, also, I'm really interested to know, to what degree do you think that she will be more radical or more conservative than Kevin Rudd when it comes to her politics? Will she... I mean, the first speech that she gave us on Thursday was actually quite kind of courting the middle vote and kind of bringing them back.
I think that's right, Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I think that's what she wants to do, because the reason that she's there in the first place, really, is because Kevin Rudd was not good and is not good at bringing people forward, at including people, at talking to people, at giving people ownership of his decisions. A lot of people in a lot of places felt that it was all top down, that he was sort of doing that was all quite unequivocal. She is smart enough not to do that, but also it's not really the kind of person she is. She's got a lot of friends. She makes a lot of... She's very good at networking. She has a lot of people right across the government, actually, because this business of both sides of politics being at daggers drawn, politically and, you know, in the arenas, yes, they are. But personally, they're not always. And that's actually always been so. So she's got sort of friends and supporters across the spectrum, and she's good at that, because she doesn't sort of cut people off or let people out. She's got friends she's had since primary school, for heaven's sake. She's probably got kids that she had at the Baptist Sunday school.
So obviously, yeah, that's going to be the strength that she'll bring, that it seems that Kevin Rudd didn't have, and that sense of networking and the collaborative kind of work ethic. Now, before we let you go, to what degree did you sense that Julia has been preparing for this all her life? I mean, she on the one hand, the way that she is now in power, some have got great great questions about, not because of her. She had no, to some degree, she did have a choice, of course, but really, she was the one who was put forward. It doesn't seem like she was, you know, she wasn't going to contend the leadership. But at the same time, it seems as if she's been ready.
She's been ready for a while. In fact, I think she was started to be trained for it in a funny way about 2 weeks after they got into office. Because remember, in December, she was the acting PM for only 5 days or something. But she knows quite a lot about Rudd's job, and at least the job that Rudd had. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm still beyond... it's been news to me too.
Yes.
So
yeah.
She's trained for that, but and it's very easy to look back from here and say, yeah, she's trained for it all her life. But it's not true, because she had a couple of very odd steps along the way, and she encountered a lot of implacable opposition. So if she'd been a different kind of person, if she hadn't been someone who was determined to do this, I think she would have given up and walked away and just kept on being a very well, highly played in, paid industrial lawyer, and nobody would have blamed her in the least.
Yes, sure. All right. Well, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens in the months to come, particularly when Election Day comes.
Absolutely, Thanks. Well, it's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. Maybe we'll talk to you again. Thanks for your time, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Bye.
Yeah, Jacqueline Kent, who's the biographer of Julia Gillard, our new Prime Minister. The book is called The Making of Julia Gillard.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.